Now, there's also been a considerable degree of controversy over the last 30 years or so as to what's the best type of androgen blockade to use. We talked a little bit about monotherapy, but the question, of course, is should we use combined androgen blockade? And there have been a variety of different meta-analyses that have looked at this particular question, whether combined androgen blockade actually does have a superior survival, and if anything, it does seem to have a minor improvement in survival. If you look at 8,000 prostate cancer patients in 27 clinical trials of antiandrogen plus a LHRH agonist, there does seem to be a 0.7% improvement in the patient's survival. The absolute difference is actually 1.8%. So it's somewhat of a small difference, but in the meta-analysis we do see it. So our conclusions are that the data suggests that the use of earlier androgen blockade may improve survival. However, again, we don't have a randomized trial for this particular type of patient. Survival benefit must be viewed in context of known toxicities and, again, in relationship to the duration of the androgen blockade. The intermittent therapy is feasible in this group, but at this point is still unproven, and the role of chemotherapy still needs to be defined for these patients.